All right, I think we're here, and we have begun. Hi, everybody. So good to talk to you again here this early afternoon on Thursday for this live closing call. I have a couple of quick housekeeping items that I wanted to work with you on real quick. Just, again, another reminder, do not share the logins, the private Facebook group, or the MP3s with anybody. And this is the time to turn off all the distractions. Friend, you invested a lot to get into this class and want you to get the most out of it. And the way the whole team is going to win is by all of us showing up ready to play, ready to put into practice, and ready to get the most out of this so the entire organization can be benefiting from it. You're all here because you are committed, and committed people are not going to be on Facebook or social media or the television playing in the background. And if you've got children that are right there distracting you, yeah, next class, get a sitter. Trade with another mom, hours. That's how I did it a few times also. I'll watch your kids on this day for 2 hours. Will you watch mine on this day for 2 hours? Be creative with it. Again, you invested a lot into this. I don't want you living in crisis management, which is frazzled and multitasking. But instead being very deliberate with your time, as deliberate as you possibly can be. I also want to remind you, as I read through your questions, I noticed that the questions were already answered in your MP3s, which is telling me that some of you are not carrying your weight with listening to this class's MP3 every single day until you receive the next MP3. So what does that mean? Well, Tuesday we had our prospecting class together, which meant that yesterday you should have listened to the prospecting class from Tuesday, and also yesterday should have listened to the closing class from last week. Starting today, you will listen to the prospecting class and then not have to worry about listening to today's MP3 because you're getting today live. But tomorrow, you're listening to Tuesday's MP3 for the processing class, and you're listening to today's closing class. You see, you're thinking while I'm teaching and training and developing, which means you're missing at least 75% of the information because you're thinking. So when I read through several of your questions, the question was already answered in the material that I presented. And so especially when it came to closing, some of your questions on, closing a group and reading a script and all that stuff. So those questions were already answered. So this is a reminder. It's part of the requirement of being in here is that you're listening. Even if you're cooking, you're listening to it. You know, like I said, if you're able and you're wanting to get the most out of this and you're really wanting this to get inside of you, then you're going to sit down and listen to it and take notes and really focus as though you're going through the class all over again. You'll be amazed how much you miss by when you listen to it the second, third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth time. So you own this information forever. Make it pay you over and over and over again. All right, so we're going to just get right into some role-playing to start off with. And then I also have a question from Daniel Howell, who wrote in. He says, I invited people to the class who didn't know anything about it, but when they arrived, I learned that they were already product users by someone else. One was a retail user with her sister, and he says, I don't want to steal her from her sister since I would never want that to be done to me. What do I do when I learn they all are already connected to the company? And Daniel, I see your note here that you're able to role play for the first hour. So I'm going to commit to being the first one I role play with for the prospecting class, because that's really where you need the help, is in the prospecting class. You're able to get people to show up for a presentation. I mean, not able to get the people to show up for the presentation. That's the main area that I want to help work with you on. So I have a note for next Tuesday. You and I will work together first thing. All right. So first of all, Daniel, I love your heart. I love your integrity. And you're absolutely right. You do not want to steal a customer from anybody else. And so I'm proud of you for asking the question, and I'm most proud of you for having that kind of integrity. So what happens when that happens? First of all, that's going to happen, like, how often out of 10 people that you have to a presentation? Is it 1 in 10? I would say probably not. It's probably more like 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 100. I think even 1 in 100 is a real stretch. So when that does happen, it just happens. So the best thing you can look at is, well, that customer is already a part of the Young Living brand. They're already a part. They're already a customer. So therefore, you have the chance to show, to hand out what you would want to reap if one of your customers somehow ends up in somebody else's meeting. So what does that mean you'll do? That means you'll honor that customer. That means that the time was not wasted. That person got additional information inside of your class that you did on your oils. So that's not a bad thing. That's called teamwork. That means that you help to solidify that customer for somebody else. And there's nothing wrong with that in that rare time. Now, would I spend a bunch of time with her? Would I send a follow-up thank you card and all that? No, because it's not your customer. So you did your part, like, you know, you helped to resell or rebrand or bring more attention to the product for that other customer. And so, if anything, you know, if there's a way to get in touch with the sisters and say, hey, let you know, I did not know that your sister was a customer already. I invited her. She came to a presentation. You might want to follow up her. She might want some additional products and just pass it on back to there. So that's a professional thing to do. And that's playing team with other Young Living distributors. Now, I know that not all people are going to do it that way. But Daniel, you have the character that shows the potential for leading a large group of people based on what this question was. So I would highly recommend that you do what I've instructed or something near that. But good job not taking that person's customer or trying to sign them up. You send them back to the person that where they originally came from, and you don't touch that at all. You just don't touch that. Okay, some of the other, a couple other questions that I wanted to pull out. Was that I thought in a group presentation, you circle people's guests. No, you don't, ever. So here's actually, I want to ask this question. I got somebody I want to pull up because this kind of reminds me of what perhaps I'm watching happening here inside of this group. Can I have Chelsea, Raskab, please press number 1 for me. And then also, oh, what an amazing name. No, wrong one, sorry. Why didn't I pick that one? Yeah, Chelsea Raskab, please press number 1 and say hello. That's right.
That was Shane, was it Rassland, her last name?
It's Raskab, and it's Chelsea.
I believe, just 1 second. Chelsea, go ahead.
Hi, Chelsea. Hello, Chelsea, I think your phone might be muted. You might have muted yourself.
Yeah, it's definitely, she would need to unmute.
Unmute, yeah. Baby doll, can you unmute your phone, please? She's probably scrambling. All right, so then, Chelsea, what I would recommend is hang up and dial in again. And this way it will be unmuted. Did she drop her line?
Not yet, but I'll keep an eye out for her.
Okay. And then if you can open up the line and Laura, make it easier for a minute. It's Laura, L-A-R-A, and it's Tug Bio. I know I'm messing that last name up, but T-U-G-B-I-Y-E-L-A.
I'm not seeing her on the call right now.
Okay. Awesome. All right. And Chelsea is still not open.
Not so far. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Shane. Okay. So, Chelsea, I really would recommend that you hang up and then dial back in so that we can, it will naturally unmute you. You must have muted your phone so that we can't hear you. All right. So here's what I'm saying. So I'm looking at some people that have no dials, but they're able to get like 20 people to a presentation. Now, this is what I want to make sure and make very crystal clear. First of all, however way you're getting people to presentation is not bad. If you're getting people to presentation, that's good. Don't take what I'm saying to now delineate what you're doing. What you're doing is good. If you're getting people to a presentation, that is a good thing. Whichever way you're doing that, if you're doing that through Facebook and you're communicating on Facebook, and like we said in the first week in the prospecting class, like, hey, you know, get on the phone with them. Like, get that. Use Facebook as a way to generate a phone number, generate a lead to be able to communicate with them on the phone. That's, again, making a human connection with somebody. And it's quicker. It gets to the result quicker, whether it's a yes or a no, quicker. Versus just spending a lot of time and having a lot of loose ends. Your brain kind of goes a little crazy when you got a lot of loose ends all over the place and you're kind of spinning out of control. So what I saw was, even in this question, she says, I thought in a group presentation, you circle people's guests and they close their own people. Yes. So if you have 20 people that you personally brought yourself to a presentation, you're going to close those people yourself. But if you guys are doing group presentations, meaning you have three or four of you distributors are gathering together and you're each bringing guests to a presentation, not one person closes all those guests. Each distributor who invited their own guests get their own guests in a circle and read the script that I gave you guys last week. And if it's more than three people, then you're going to ask only the first two questions. What did you like about what you saw? Sorry, you're going to ask, what did you like about what you saw? And if it's three people, still, you know, tell me more about that, which I went through that last week in the closing class. I just want you to listen to the MP3 again. So each person is going to close their own guest, and the presenter goes and closes their own guest. So the presenter doesn't close other people's guests. Now, the presentation itself should have a close in it, and if you've listened to Presentation Success System, you know exactly what that close is. How do you close up a presentation that causes and provokes and creates an eager desire in the people watching the presentation to say yes, okay? The presentation that I teach you in Presentation Success System, that whole thing, plus Expose, Involve, and Upgrade, that whole thing has pre-closes in it. It sets up the psychological mind for a yes. And how? Only because we're asking questions that we already know their answer is yes to. Who does not want to be healthier? Do you understand? Everyone says yes. Everyone wants to be healthier. So that Presentation Success System teaches you how to communicate your presentation in such a way that causes you to ask questions in your presentation that causes people to say, yes, yes, I want that. Yes, I need that. Yes, that makes sense to me. Yes, I want it, and I want it now. Okay? Because there's things that you could be saying in your presentation that results in no answer. You don't want to be asking questions that result in a no. You want to be asking questions that result in a yes. All right. So in the case with, there's another question about if you have a big class, 10 to 15 people, how would you close? Well, Mindy Benkart, as soon as you start putting people in front of presentation, I will answer that question. This is a hypothetical question. There's no dials here for you. And if there were dials and there was a presentation, I'd be answering this question for you. So please, and what does that tell me? Don't be thinking about hypothetical questions ever. Just go create the reality of a real question. So I don't know how long ago you had 15 people in a presentation, but what I do know is that as of last week, since you entered the class, there's been none. So if you, 7 hours of work, zero dials, zero people talk to, therefore, no result. And so if you worked for 7 hours, the issue is, what did I do? Is that actually working 7 hours? No. If you did no dials, if you talked to no people, and you did no presentations, and you enrolled no customers, that means you were doing an activity that was not working. You were volunteering that week. And there's many of you that have that you said you worked 6 hours, but you have zeros of talking to people. That means you didn't work. That means you volunteered. Because in this business, just like any business, work has to turn into a result of income. It has to generate a result of dollars. So that's how you then prioritize what you're actually really doing. So, for example, many of you have heard the story that I used to work 100 hours a week and I cut my hours down to 20. Well, that in 20 hours a week, I tripled my income. That meant I was wasting 80 hours a week because the activities I was doing 80 hours a week was not resulting in sales. It was not resulting in new customers. It was not resulting in getting business, new business. So for those of you that I'm looking at these numbers, I work 15 hours, I work 10, but it's all zeros, no dials, no presentations, no conversations. That means that you must have been socializing with your existing people. You might have been socializing or getting ready to think about to start doing something. Those activities do not ever result in getting paid more money or changing anyone's life. So if we're working, we're dialing, or we're sending someone to a presentation, okay? So I love it. Like, some of you are like, I didn't work any hours. I didn't dial anyone. I didn't present to anyone. I didn't do anything. Great. You didn't volunteer your time. You did something else. You chose to do something else. But for those of you that say, I'm working hours, but all of these numbers are zeros, sorry, that's a volunteer. That is not work. That is not a professional networker. That's not a business owner. That is somebody who is thinking about working and doing the activity that they shouldn't be doing. So the activity we should be doing is getting this stuff in front of people. That's what we got to do. If we're business people, if we're really serious about changing lives, if we're really serious about knocking out our debts, if we're really serious about living the life we've dreamed of living, if we're really serious about making things happen, then we're actually going to get the presentation in front of other people. Then we're going to use this. We're going to build out a business that has a simple process, and the process, I've been sharing it with you for the last week, okay? It's following a script for a presentation, following a script for inviting people, following a script for closing people. Another thing that I had here is a woman says, I feel uncomfortable reading a script in front of my guests. Okay, well, you got to weigh your ego with your bank account and figure out which one weighs more. I myself, as a millionaire, read that script in front of my prospects. And I explained to you in the last class why. So go back and listen to the MP3 so that you can now come to the understanding. You have to ask yourself, do you care more about a big ego looking good in front of other people and not being duplicatable? Or do you care about using a system that has made tens of millions of dollars and works for everyone who works it, for everyone who follows directions, for everyone who does it exactly the way that we say to do it? Those people get results. We've created millionaires by doing that. So you can wing it if you'd like, and you will have the same kind of lack of duplication as well. But if you want duplication and you're serious about building, then friend, you're going to weigh your ego with your bank account and figure out which one you want to grow more. All right, I need Jenna Reiser. Jenna, press number one, please. Jenna?
All right, Jenna, your line is open.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Okay, girl, I'm proud of you. You have 7 hours of work, 15 dials, 14 conversations, and 13 people went to a presentation. That's amazing. That's a 93% show-up ratio. That's crazy. That's really amazing. You closed one, and you got one product client. Is that the same person, or those two different people?
Two different people. So one of them was already one of them was already a member, but I pitched the business to her, and so she decided she wants to do the business side of it now.
Good job. All right, so that's perfect. So you had two closes out of 13 presentations. It's a 15% closing ratio, girlfriend. All day long, you can make a six-figure income on that. all day. That's beautiful. Now, I know when you look at how much you initially made, but you know this is just the beginning as you go to build this out. All right, so let's see what we can do to raise your closing ratios. You have the perfect flow of amount of people in a presentation. And by the way, hold on. No, never mind. Yeah, I think you were number two in the most presentations for Warm Market. Yeah, you were number two. Yeah, you were number two. Laura Tugbiel was number one, but she was number one in Luke Warm Market. Yeah, good job. Really, really proud
Thank
of you. All right, so let's go ahead and use whatever close it is that you're doing. So were these all one-on-one presentations, or was this a group?
So this was a group, and it was – I kind of learned a lesson from it, in all honesty. It didn't work out the way that I didn't stick with the simple stuff. I tried to kind of make it hard, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And in doing so, I think that's why my closing was so low, was because
what is it
I
normally?
Tried, so instead of doing just like an introduction to oils class, I tried to do a Lucy Libido and kind of make it fun. But because of that, I didn't give the basic reason behind why the oils are so important. And so therefore, mm-hmm. it was a bunch of information, not a bunch of filling their needs.
Yeah, there you go.
That makes sense.
You're right. You're right. But at the same time, after that presentation, your close, even if the presentation sucks, and I can tell you, I've seen lots of crappy presentations close a ton of business.
Okay.
I have. So you don't want to chalk it all up on there, but it's more about your closing. So
okay.
Your closing, no matter what, can be improved there. So normally if you have 10 people in a presentation, what kind of closing ratios would you see?
To be honest, I haven't been able to get anyone to a presentation until doing this class, and that's from my lack of effort. It's my lack of effort, and I had all these excuses, a baby, you know, I was going into the same market over and over again, I wasn't finding the new, I was trying to beat, you know, the dead horse, like, so it's, I'm loving that I'm getting to, like, reevaluate what I'm doing and see what I'm doing wrong. And because then I'm like, okay, don't do that anymore. So like these people I've been trying to switch over. I'm done with them. I'm going to the new. I'm just focusing on the new people that I have either never talked to before about this or that maybe I've just been kind of dripping on that haven't been to a presentation, but I'm done inviting the same five people to the same class because they keep not being able to show up. Like they're not worth my time.
Good. You're right. They're not worth your time. Absolutely. Okay, I'm so proud of you. That's amazing. That's a huge jump of nothing to 14 and having 13 show up. That's crazy. Look what happens.
I like talking about sex.
Yeah, exactly.
There goes that.
About sex. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so go ahead and I want you to close me as though I was in that presentation. And so when your presentation ended and you had 13 mm-hmm. guests there and you're the only young living, you know, working distributor there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So then the end of your presentation, it stopped. Then what did you do with 13 people?
So I went, so they're all kind of in a circle. And so I stopped and I looked at the first one. I said, so Bob, what did you like about what you just saw? And just kind of waited. And he's like, well, you know, I like how it says this. I like how it says that. And, you know, da, da. And so if he like gave me quite a bit of information, then I kind of left it at that. But like the ones who are like, well, I like the Ylang Wang. I'd be like, okay, tell me more about that. And so I went to each person and did that. And then I said, okay, guys, so it sounds like you're really needing more energy. And you were saying that you're really excited about trying some of the stuff that maybe you already have that you haven't tried yet. It sounds like you're, and so I kind of went through and did each of their needs that they talked about. Was there anything else that you saw that really intrigued you about what we talked about? And then I kind of said that to everybody. Because I guess my mm-hmm. problem is because it's just me, I'm not, like, so when I have these 13 people or these 9, 8, whatever it is that's at that class, it's the, they tell me what they like, they wrote down their wish list, all that kind of stuff, so I have it right there, but then it's...
That's so easy.
How do I...
You have
yeah,
that.
How do I...
You take their order now.
Okay, so then do I...
And so like, it's something close. They just told you what they like. They just told you what they want, right? So now you take their order.
Okay, so then I said, hold on, where's the script right here? So then I said, okay, so I guess what I'm not doing is I didn't go to, like I said, most of you have, I don't have the actual script right in front of me, because some of them already have kids. And so I said, those of you who have kids, great, you can add this to your ER order tonight, you know, because
hold on. So hold on 1 second. What's an ER and what do you mean some people already had? You said kits, K-I-T-S?
Yeah. So,
okay. So hold on.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing is that these 13 people were not new people.
No, three of them were not new, but the rest were.
Okay, cool. So the three that are not new, those three are not your big focus. Those are the old.
Okay.
The new guests are the ones you're going to focus on.
Okay.
If you want the business to grow, the growth is always in the new. All right?
Yeah.
So you said you had three. So 10 were brand new. Three were old. So the three already know how to place their order.
Okay.
Do they not?
Yeah.
Okay, so then that's real simple. You can either, which I don't like the idea of telling someone to pull out their phone and go to the website because text messages are there. Do you know what I mean? There's all kinds of distractions there. So even if this is how I would personally end it, doesn't mean that it's the best way, doesn't mean it's the only way. But it is a way just because I rather there not be a bunch of distractions. Let me ask you, Jenna, you know I've had 10 brand new guests in a presentation before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. I've had actually 53. I've had 53 brand new people in a home presentation. That is a lot of people.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Okay, that's a lot. That turned into $27,000 worth of sales that night.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I'm telling you these numbers so you can start thinking bigger than what you're thinking. Okay?
And I need bigger.
All right.
I need bigger. So
yes, you do. Yes, you do. Okay. So with the 10 new people, all right, you have three that were old. When you've got these old people showing up, this is a great opportunity to involve them in the process of working the business.
Okay.
Instead of treating them like a wholesale user, when they show up, you say, you know what? I've got 10 people that are coming, that are here tonight, that are brand new, that know nothing about this. Would there be any way you'd be willing to help them get started?
Okay.
So now recruit them to come alongside you, right? And so there's a number like helping to greet your guests, right? Put them to work, assuming that they want to work, okay? You don't have to ask them if they want to work or not, but put them to work. Hey, listen, you are already familiar. Do you understand? That's an assumptive close on them being a part of the business, right? So you let them know, like, hey, listen, you are already such a faithful customer, and have them tell their story of their oil as well.
Okay.
And prepare them in advance to tell it in 30 seconds or less. Right? Whatever their story is, it's in 30 seconds or less, okay?
Their ID,
so then you
right?
would highlight them. Yes, their ID. So you would highlight them in your presentation to give a success story. We have some other clients that are here. They're faithfully using the product, and they're going to share real quick what's happened to them. Bam. 15 seconds if it's a product story is really all that it needs to be, right? 15 seconds. This is my problem. This is what I use. This is what it's helped, right?
Okay.
All right. So now they've elevated their commitment level. Now they're selling for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? So you're also using this as a training opportunity for them with those other 10 people there because now they're seeing the business is actually working. So, and by the way, this is in Presentation Success System, Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. Okay? These two things, so important. Good job. So, Instant Customer Goldmine, ICG, shows you how to turn that presentation and to turn those people into distributors very intricately with scripting. Okay. All right. So, and that's instant customer goldmine. All right. So now I have, and there, you remember I did actually, I had more than that. I've had over 70 people, brand new people. Actually, I had 70 customers also come to a business presentation. But this is not what that is. So let me just show you this way. So you're going to have those three share their testimony. Okay. And those three, now you will say to them, meaning before the whole thing starts, when they come, hey, listen, would you be able to help me out? More people showed up than I ever thought was going to be here. Or, man, there's a lot of people that are here. They're brand new. They're hearing about the first time. Would you be willing to just share your story? Just 15 seconds. What is your favorite product or two that you're used and that you couldn't live without or that you love? You know, if you're following up with your customers, you know how the product's working for them, right?
Yeah.
So can you tell your story about, you know what I mean? So you prompt them. So they tell their story. And then you tell them, and if you would be willing to help me even help them get their orders placed.
Okay. Because that's my biggest hiccup is the getting them, okay, we've closed
really
this and they all tell me what they like. And then it's like, we have one computer.
Yeah.
One of the girls was talking about your the forms for them to fill out.
Yes.
Like the
I know.
Form.
You guys don't have
like
one,
that.
But listen to me. You can create one if Young Living doesn't have one. That's so simple.
So they
I mean, you can create it. Or you can create a simple order form for the things that you talked about.
Okay.
Right? And then you could just have your product packages, right? The lavender pack, the beans pack. You don't want to show all 300 oils. That's just confusing to people.
Oh,
it gives them too much. You want them to just get their whistle wet. So here's what I would be looking at. Okay, for example, I have some of your packages, and I've worked with many of your people for 10 years now. So we created packages along with them. All right, so like I know that there's a fast track, right? There's a business builder's kit. You don't have to call it a business builder's kit. Well, wait, never mind. For the business builders, that is the kit. So scratch that. So you have oil packs, right? You know, like there's a thieves pack. You guys have something that you start people with, right?
Yeah.
So here's what I would do. I would have on that order form, very simply, something for cleaning, right? So thieves. You know,
uh-huh.
So fighting germs
thieves
thing.
Cleaner.
Right? I know that there's the lavender. There's a lavender pack. I would put together a pain pack because who today doesn't have pain?
Okay.
Right? I would definitely put a sexual enhancement page, a pack, a combination of oils, because especially if you're talking about Lucy Libido, right?
Yeah.
So it needs to relate to what you're talking about. I would also be talking about, like, maybe there is a, and again, this would be a box that just calls it that particular package.
Okay.
Right?
So you're directing them to something specific, making it super simple rather than like, so okay.
Yes. So if you think about the main if you look at the main things that people are buying from Young Living, right? Let's say this way. Most everyone is buying thieves, right?
Yes.
Most everyone is buying lavender, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at what your most popular packages are versus trying to sell everything to everybody, when it's non-specific, you get nobody. But when you get real specific and you highlight these particular packages that fill a specific need, right? So, and maybe lavender isn't it, but I know I've carried lavender in my purse for 10 freaking years. This is the best for mosquito bites, spider bites. Like, oh my gosh, I'm the girl that gets allergic to every insect bite. I mean, my whole foot blows up if I get stung by an ant, like, and I'm out for 3 weeks with a giant foot blow up until lavender takes it away, you know, burns. Mosquito bites, and we're coming into mosquito season, well, at least Texas will be in mosquito season here in a couple months. So, okay, so then you have, you know, the cold and flu pack, right?
Okay.
Just what you tell me, what are the main packages that people buy? And you want to sell it in a package versus a one oil.
Yeah. So, like you said, with the pain, with the thieves, the cool thing is they even already have an Essential Rewards kit, the thieves kit. So that one's a quick, easy one. But because you can now customize your monthly order, It has to be 50. Now, we want them doing 100 because 100 automatically sets them up for getting a paycheck regardless forever. So our goal would be to do 100.
But hold on. I know. Hold on. But if I didn't present the business, that is a complete disconnect.
So do 50? Like make all my packages the extra 50?
In other words, you're trying to just get me on some products, right? I need to try the product. But if so, if you're trying to go, my goal is to get them on 100 because then they're going to get paid. But wait a second. You didn't talk to me about getting paid. You didn't talk to me about building a business. So why would you be trying to sell me something else? Now you have me confused and off balance.
Okay.
So if this is a product party, then sell me some freaking product.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Okay.
So you can create your product order form. If Young Living doesn't have one, I would recommend, and they're in packages, and I wouldn't have 15. Maybe there's 5. If you think about what the main ones you're most excited about are the main ones you're going to sell.
Okay.
Okay. So what is your favorite product or package?
Oh, goodness. I mean, all of it.
What's the one you couldn't live without? What is the one that you use every single week that you couldn't live without?
Thieves and Inkshared, which they already have those in packets for us.
Perfect. So that package is done. Okay. What's second most favorite that you couldn't live without?
Next would be the kids with like sleeping and just like the little extras. Cause, like the kit already has, you know, like your lavender and things like that, but there's other ones like the sleep ease and the peace and calming and the alkaline that helps with, you know, you can make little gas drops for the kids or for mom who is pregnant or just pregnant. So more of like a pregnancy little kid one.
Yeah, there you go.
So I have a lot of moms that are pregnant.
There you go. So then you have a package that's for them. All right. Okay. So I also saw a stress relieving pack. Who doesn't want that?
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so then it would be these packs, and there's a box for them to check, and then name, address, phone number, credit card information.
Okay, so we do take the credit card information.
Yes.
On that order form.
What are you talking about?
So then are we putting it in that night? Because that's my thing. I want this, I want that, and then because it's 9 o'clock at night, they're like, I got to get home, and then they don't ever actually order.
All right, do you want the answer,
I
or do you want to keep talking?
Okay.
Listen carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
You have an order form. You have some basic packages on there that people want. People are going to end up clicking 3 and 4 of those packs.
Oh.
You have name, address, phone number, email address, credit card information, billing address. Exactly how you have to input it into the computer, right?
Uh-huh.
You have them fill that out. You have all 10 people filling it out at once.
Okay.
You see how fast that is?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, so when you ask that question, what did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. What else intrigued you? Like you're going through the room. What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. What did you like? Tell me more. Blah, blah, blah. And if 10 people, I would say, what did you like about what you saw? Don't ask to tell me more about that.
Okay.
Because there's 10 of them. It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So what did you like? Bam, bam, bam. And then you say, okay, what else intrigued you about what you saw with the oils tonight? Go to that question. They tell you, say, great. Bam. Here's your order form. Pass it out. Here's your form. Just go ahead and fill that out. Click the box as to which of the items that you would like to use to improve your health and mention some of the things that they said, right? Because they said, this is what I like. So, you know, for you, stress, click that box. Others of you, you like what we talked about with lucid libido, click that box. You who said, man, you like the idea of being able to get the chemicals out of your house, click that box. So here you're indirectly enticing or giving them the opportunity to click many boxes.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll say, well, wait, I want my house clean too. Or wait, yeah, I have pain too, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and again, here's what's important too, and again, this is why it's so important for you to listen to Instant Customer Goldmine. Okay. Yeah. When you're bringing these people in and you're forming them, and when you form them on the phone, you found out what's going on in their life. Do you understand? So before you do that presentation, you remind yourself of what the needs are of everyone in that presentation. Because if you followed this scripting and you followed this process, when you got on the phone to prospect them, you formed them. You make mental notes of what their needs were. Oh, how are you? I'm all right. You know, my back's been killing me. Boom. Keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
But when you see them at your door, how's your back doing? It's okay. Keep your mouth shut. But when you do that presentation, that's when you open your mouth about the back pain.
Okay.
Okay? So when you're forming them and you're fighting these, oh, my kids are sick as dogs. Oh, really? Gosh, I'm so sorry. Do not talk about the oil. Okay?
Oh, that's so good. Okay.
When they say, oh, man, I didn't sleep last night. You guys have the easiest business to build, man. You guys have the easiest business to build. You really do. It makes me sick to my stomach. Because just asking the question, how are you? People usually, excuse my language, bitch and complain. Do they not?
Every day.
So you want them to bitch, moan, and complain like crazy, and you don't want to go, oh, we have an oil for that. Oh, we have an oil for that. Oh, I can help you with that. Do not say that.
Okay.
So when you're forming them, you're finding that information out. Okay? When they come to that presentation, and again, part of the clue is to get them to come to the presentation, hey, you know, I don't know if it'll work or not, but you might find a way where you can repeat their needs, strengths, and goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Invite them to that meeting. They're at that meeting, girlfriend. And again, their need is like, my back is killing me. Just like, hey, you know, I don't know if it'll work for you or not, but there might be a way that you might be able to handle that. So come on Tuesday night. We'll explore the options.
And do I say anything about oils when I'm entered, like,
no,
when I'm having them come to the class? Okay.
Well, you got 14, you got 13 people to show up to your class. So whatever you did, keep doing it.
Okay. I mean, they knew it was Lucy Libido, but okay.
And that's great. Let's talk about sex, right? Awesome. Okay. And
yeah,
that's a great introduction. Yeah. Okay. So come over, Liz. We're going to talk about sex. It's going to be so much fun. Okay. That's a great way to get them in the door. That sounds like a great hook. Keep talking about that. Okay.
Okay.
So you don't have to say anything about oils. You didn't say we're going to talk about sex.
Okay.
And having more fun in your sex life and having more drive in your sex life. You're going to say, don't sell the feature. The feature is the oil. The benefit mm-hmm. is what you want to lead with. Okay? So lead with the benefit and, again, connected to their need. So here's one thing that you can do in the forming process. You can ask a simple question. Hey, listen, I got the funniest question to ask you. I'm going to say what? Would you ever want to talk about sex? Would it be totally offensive if I asked you something about sex? You're like, no! Okay, well, listen. I want to get together, and we're going to talk about sex. What are you doing Tuesday night? A lot of people are coming. Let's just get together and talk about sex. So, and if you were to talk about sex, like, what would you want to talk about with it? Well, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. See if she opens up about it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So back to your presentation. So I mean, I want you to look at how simple this is. You're forming them. Okay. You ask them how they are. And in the forming, you're finding out, you know, they're just volunteering information. But whatever their physical needs are, because most people complain about those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'll hear it. Sometimes you won't. And that's okay. You invite them however which way that you invited them. You got them to that presentation. You form them when you walk through the door. You introduce them to each other. Now you're creating camaraderie. Okay. You're creating camaraderie. You're creating kind of morale. You're creating community with these people. I want you to introduce them to the original customers that you have, their wholesale customers, right? Edify mm-hmm. your customers. Don't say they're a customer. Don't call them a customer. That's rude.
Yeah.
This is my customer, which means I sold this person something. Don't ever call someone your customer. Ever. That's degrading to the customer. Okay? So you could say this is a client of ours that's reputable, that's prestigious. This is a friend and a client of ours, and that's it. And just edify who they are. Edify. So say, you know, this is Sally. You know, she's got three kids. She's a woman that's just really committed to her husband and her children, and really concerned about their health. You know, she's one of those people who, whatever you want to say, keep it short when you edify those three customers, makes those customers feel freaking amazing. Okay.
Okay.
It also shows who you are in character. Okay. Your character to edify someone else speaks volumes about you. The other thing it does for the other 10 is wishes that they had you speak about them in the same way, or wishes they had someone else speak about them in that way. It's all positive whenever you edify. Okay. I'm basically giving a few nuggets from presentation successes from here. So then from there, now we begin that presentation. And again, if you're forming these people, now your presentation is going to be talking about those needs.
Okay.
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 Use the word like imagine. Okay. Use the word imagine. So if you had someone there that had pain, right? So just imagine, Sarah, that you have no pain anymore in your back. And imagine, Becky, your kids being able to sleep through the night. And the colicky one no longer keeping you up screaming. Okay, again, so now you're tapping the knee. All right? Presentation is over in the presentation success system. It gives you the close, and it also shows you how to handle objections in the presentation. So now you go around the room. You ask that closing question. What did you like about what you just saw? What did you like about what you just saw? What did you like? And by the way, write down what they said.
Okay.
Just write as seriously in shorthand as you possibly can. And giving them eye contact and writing it down, that shows that you care. That shows that what they say matters. Okay, next person, they tell you it. Great. What else did you see that intrigued you that you heard tonight? Bam, 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 all 10. Great. Awesome. Go ahead. Here, fill this out. Here you can see the different options of how you can, and then repeat what you heard. You don't have to repeat in order, everyone. But just start tapping on it, you know, like you three who said you need this. Okay, well, here's the form. Just click whatever box you want. You can fill out the order from the bottom. Just put your details. Just put your details there in the bottom, and this is going to get out to you immediately. And then shut up.
That's my hardest part.
No, listen to me. When there is silence, you're making money.
Okay.
Not only that, when there is silence, there is peace as people are filling out that order form. You're having them, and have pens handy. Here's a pen if you need one. Just go ahead and fill it out and just put your details there at the bottom and just click the box of whichever box it is that fits you. Not what you want to buy. Don't say which one you want to buy. Okay, just click the box of the ones that fit you and put your details there in the bottom. Just fill it out and shut up. Focus on the form, filling it out. They are closing themselves. If you're talking, you're distracting them. If you're talking, now they're going to give you objections.
Okay. And if they don't do anything, I say, do you need a pin, right?
Now you got it, baby. You heard that before on the training that I did. Yep. Did you need a pin?
Yep.
With a smile, looking them directly in the eyes.
Awesome.
Okay. Collect all the forms. So much fun. I hate it every time I teach this. Every time it makes me want to do it. Okay, it's so ridiculous. Okay, so you collect those forms and you say, okay, these are going to get entered tonight. This will be shipped tomorrow. And I'm going to contact you in 4 days or however long the shipping is. Right. And by the way, if there's a way to advance shipping, give them that option.
I'm in Utah, which is where our headquarters are, so they can actually save on shipping and just go to the Lehigh office and pick it up. So would I?
Okay, hold on. Let me ask you. Would you, okay, you're sitting in a presentation, and the salesperson just told you you can drive over there and pick up your own order.
Uh-huh.
Tell me how you feel about that.
I love it. Because I can just go get
it
right away.
If it was me, I got, no. If it's me, I'm a busy mom. I don't need you to add something else to my list.
Okay.
So I, personally, I would not offer that. Personally, okay. I would say, you know, our headquarters are right here, so it'll only take a few days for it to get to you. And if you want it quicker, I can tell you how you can get it quicker. But just leave it at that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay? Because to me, that's bad service. You're telling me now I have to go somewhere else to get it. And that, no, thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you. It's bad service. It's really bad service.
Yeah, good to know. Okay.
You like it because you're already a believer in it. So you like the convenience of going and picking it up. But if I'm a customer and I'm hearing it for the very first time, that's bad service. You're telling me that, oh, I just now saw this, but I have to go pick it up some other place. It's like I went to Walmart and I bought a rug. I thought I could buy this rug, but they told me I can't have this one, but I can go to the Walmart 5 miles down the road. Get it from there. I'm not a happy customer. Right
yeah,
now.
No.
Do you understand? That's
yeah.
not a good service. Okay.
Okay.
So, and not only that, but everyone is so used to things being shipped today. That's another thing that has changed in the market. Big time. People are used to not taking something home with them. And by the way, if you're that close to the headquarters, and it doesn't matter if you are or not, if you're doing these presentations, like, let me tell you, I did these presentations 3 times a week. That's how I made $1 million fast. It's 3 times a week I was in front of a group about that size. So I had product with me. So I would have these packages with me. They're part of my display when I'm doing my presentation. I've got those things right there. Why? Because they're going to take them home that night and put them to practice. That's my personal whatever. If I want them, and when it's right there, they're touching it, they're feeling it, they're smelling it, like, I got to take this with me. So it aids in the higher closing ratios and a faster sale. Absolutely. I had about $2,000 worth of inventory with me that I was constantly rolling every week. So just from a retail standpoint, that's how much?
Yeah.
That's $8,000 in personal volume myself.
Okay.
Okay, sure. So I had a rolling inventory. Yes. I had a rolling inventory. So people are taking stuff left and right. Sometimes they take the whole thing, the whole $2,000 package. Okay. So I would do that. I would absolutely do that. I would definitely place an order today, have many of these packages right there, have them displayed, and so that people can take them home right away. So, you know, check the box, and... You know, whatever I don't have here, you'll have in a couple of days. Here's your details. And then so what you'll do is you replace your own inventory also. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So they'll take yours and you'll have theirs shipped to you.
Okay.
All right. So that's it. So that's fast. That closes so fast. So then now, talked about last week, so a reminder. So you would say, I'll call you in a couple of days to make sure that you got your order right. And this is for everyone else that isn't going to want to have product on hand. I recommend always having something on hand. So you'll have this in a couple of days. I'm going to give you a call and to make sure that you got it, that it looks right and that it's everything that you thought everything you wanted it to be. So then you put that appointment, you know, in there, you know, and go around the room. Sally, are you available at? And then get the time. John, are you available at? Get the time, right? Can you open up your calendar? I'm going to make an appointment for me to call you, right? So then you have that follow-up call and make sure they got it. That night before you go to bed, you write thank you cards to every person that was there, regardless if they placed an order or not. And because you formed them days before to book them for the presentation, right? You formed them when they walked in the door. I gave you guys the script of writing a great thank you card. Okay, so write those thank you cards, drop in the mail the next morning, That means the next day they're going to get that thank you card, and a couple days later they're getting a phone call from you.
Okay.
Okay? And then in the follow-up call after that, you're still, you know, 4 or 5 days later, you call them back again. You're still using it. What are you doing with it? How is it affecting you? Tell me more about that. Okay? Call them back a week after that. Again, you're forming them the whole time. Finding more needs every time you're forming. Okay? And then it's either you can say, hey, I'd love for you to come back. If you're not doing anything on Tuesday night, and again, you're going to use their needs, strengths, and goals to come have them come back to the presentation, to another one. If you want to learn more, come on back. You're enjoying them. And or, this is the way I would get my customers to show up, would be, man, these results that you're getting, would you know of anyone else that you would love to help get these kind of results as well? Would you know of anybody that would like to hear about this?
Mm-hmm.
And encourage them to bring them to your house on Tuesday at whatever the time is, right, at your given presentation.
Okay.
It's very important to continue to follow up with them, because in the follow-up is where now we increase the desire for more. And their life is being changed. All right.
All right. Whew.
So simple. The presentation is going to be shorter. The close is going to be fast. You're going to increase your closing ratios right there. And by the way, awesome job that you put into practice in 1 week, everything that you put into practice. I'm so proud of you, Jenna.
I'm
so freaking proud of you. You're amazing. You're absolutely amazing.
Thank you. I've seen that.
Okay. Yes. Okay, cool. Go ahead, Shane, and put her back in the class, and I'm going to pull up my second one, which is Lori Renneth. Lori Renneth, press number one, please, and please forgive me if I messed up your name. Lori, say hello.
Lori, line is open.
Okay. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Okay. So excited to work with you today. By the way, great job. You worked 5 hours. You did 10 dials. You talked to 3 people. You did 7 presentations. Awesome job. This is working. Do you know what I mean? When you got hours and you dialed and you had conversations. Now, obviously, talking to 3 people doesn't take 5 hours. Your presentation, you had 7 people show up to a presentation. Let's work on that close, okay? All right, so was this a group presentation?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And so the 7 that were there, because, I mean, you talked to 3 and had 7 show up, how did those other 4 people get there?
They came with the other people.
Nice. Woo! Okay. So were these fresh new people or were these already existing distributors?
There were a couple that were existing, but the others were new.
How many new?
There are four that were new.
4 that were new? And
mm-hmm.
Were the 4 personally invited by you?
No, they were invited by the other distributors.
So that means that you didn't have any new guests yourself?
Right.
Okay. All right. Now, these 3 already distributors, are they active recruiting distributors?
They're product users.
They're product users. And how long have they been product users?
Less than a year.
Okay. And they brought guests because they are trying to make money, or why?
Because they love it. They love what they're using.
Okay, this is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant. All right, so you've invited product users to come, and those product users brought guests, which is awesome. But the only thing that I can see that needs to be improved with that model is that you don't ever want to have a presentation where you're not leading the charge with bringing new guests yourself.
Okay.
Okay? That always has to be priority number one, is that every presentation you're doing, whether you're doing it for another distributor, you're doing it for a customer, you always have to have somebody there with you. That's the goal. Okay. The goal is that you have a guest yourself. You don't ever want to be in a place where you are dependent on other people's guests. Because if those three showed up and no one had guests with them, what would the night have been?
Just a sharing of,
let me help you.
A waste
of time, right? And all of our time is very valuable, right, Lori?
Yes.
And we want to make sure and maximize our time. We want to maximize the time of the three distributors that are committing to bring people. And we want to maximize your time. But you always want to lead by example, by having guests at that presentation yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right, so now we had four new people, four guests. I love it. So when it comes to dials, when I'm talking about dials, we're talking about dialing new. That's the primary when it comes to dials. Not just always working the old. But new is primary, one number one. Yes, you can be inviting some of these customers, their customers, to bring people to that presentation as well, because now you are dipping into their warm market, which is brilliant and right and good. So now we have this presentation. You just heard me kind of give an outline and a structure for, I'm so proud of her. So we just did an outline and a structure for Jenna, and now I want you to close me as though I was just in that presentation. Lori, are you there? What happened? We lost Lori.
She's still connected.
She's still connected.
Oh, sorry. I hit the mute button.
It's okay. That happens. Sometimes your cheek hits it or whatever. Okay, so let's go ahead and go through the close.
Okay. So with the I don't even know how to start this right now. I'm nervous.
Okay, well, baby, just like this, don't be nervous. It's a waste of time, a waste of effort.
Okay.
So, yeah, nervous won't make you money. It doesn't help you. No big deal. Okay, so the presentation just ended, and I am one of the guests that was in your presentation. So just do what you do, and I'm just going to help you get better with what you do.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I do is that I do the premium starter kit, and I go over the oils that are in that kit.
Okay, but hold on.
Okay.
The presentation just ended.
Okay.
It just ended. So, you already talked to me about the oils, so now what do you
right.
do? Now, what did you do in that meeting? Because we had seven guests at the meeting, and there was no closes.
Right.
So I'm trying to help you close.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do? Presentation was, did you keep talking or something?
I did keep talking.
Okay, so what? So you did your presentation, and then your close was talking more about the oils.
Yes.
So tell me what the numbers were as a direct result of that kind of a close.
And nothing.
So tell me, how many times have you done a presentation in front of people and used that model for closing?
All of them.
Okay. And what has that resulted in?
There's been sporadic people that will sign up with that kind of a close.
Okay, so out of 10, do you get 1 in 10? Or is it more like 1 out of 20? Because, I mean, here's 70. No, well, here's 7. You pitched in front of 7 and got nothing.
Right.
So if there's a – how many people did you present to – new people did you present to in the last 30 days?
In the last 30 days, that would have to be the 4 that were in that presentation.
Oh, so just 4 people in the last 30 days.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Lori? 4. Okay, good
yeah.
job. Okay. But, and so you know what I'm most excited about? Is that since you got in the class, that's when you talked to the 4.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you talked to nobody 30 days prior.
Right.
Okay, baby girl. Well, this is easy. I'm so happy. Listen, by the way, when I first started, I was the same way. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to close. I didn't know to ask the closing questions. So basically, I would do a presentation, and then I would just keep talking. And then I would just keep talking. And then people would go, you know, I have to go. I said, but wait, do you want to place an order? Like, I got to go, or I don't have the money, or not right now. Because basically what happens is that when we don't know what we're doing, we're actually talking people out of the product when we think we're talking them into it. The other thing is that we end up begging them. If we're talking after the presentation, now we're begging them. And when we're begging somebody, we are actually devaluing the oils.
Okay.
Okay? So you want to add value to the oils, not devalue the oils. All right? So do you have the script that I gave you guys last week?
I do.
Okay. And did you have that script when you did your presentation?
I did not.
Okay. No problem. No problem. Guess what? You have it now. So let's work through it. You have it now. Let's work through it.
Okay.
All right. So the presentation is over, and we no longer talk about the oils. Now it's time to help them change their life.
Okay. What did you like what you heard about the oils in the presentation?
So in this case, we start with question number 1, and if we presented it in front of their eyes, we know that they saw it. So if it's a presentation live, they saw it with their eyes, and they say, what did you like about what you just saw?
Okay.
Okay, and I would recommend having that right there, reading that in front of them.
Okay.
That's how I did every presentation, is I read the closing script in front of everybody. And the reason is because it plants the seed that it's simple, that it works, and that they can also do this. It's also a sign of humility instead of arrogance. So what did you like about what you saw? And then let them answer that question. Okay, what's that second question?
Tell me more about that.
Yep. Tell me more. All right. And what's the third?
The third is what intrigues you.
I don't think that was the third one. Keep going. Let me see what else you got.
What address would you like this shipped?
Yes. Okay. Now, that's if we're doing it over the phone, which a lot of people send people to a website presentation, and then they would take that over there. But in the case with a group presentation, that would be the script that I just gave Jenna, right? So I'm so glad you did this. Because that script, what address would you like this sent to? What address would you like this sent to?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. This is if it's over the phone. If I send someone to a video, right, because I'm not there physically with them, then I would ask them because I obviously need to get their address if they want to ship to, right?
Right.
Okay. Four. The fourth question was, was there anything else that intrigued you? Yep. Was there anything else? Yep. Okay. All right. Now, for the group presentation, is what did you like about what you saw? Now, with four, just four guests that were brand new, then it's real simple. What did you like about what you just saw? And then say, tell me more about that. And then go to the next person. What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. Then go to the next person. What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that.
Okay.
Okay. And then you hand them that order form.
Okay.
And you say, go ahead and, this is the answer, go ahead and fill this out. You can click the box to the items that you liked that you saw, and just go ahead and put your details in the bottom. And then you be quiet. Now you're giving them the opportunity to buy. Everyone loves to buy. People don't like to be sold. So when you let them tell you about what they like, now they are selling themselves. They're buying. If you're telling them what they should like, you're selling. But if you're asking them questions and they're telling you what they like, they are buying. That's the difference between buying and selling.
Okay.
We want to give them an opportunity to buy, and we do not want to sell them.
Perfect.
All right. So let's go ahead and role play that out. I will be the guest.
Okay.
And let's go for it.
What did you like about what you just saw?
I am really intrigued with the health benefits and like that Thieves product just seems like it could keep my family really healthy, and that's really important to me. I don't have chemicals in my house. I like the idea of that cleaner, you know, going in my laundry to kill bacteria there. I like that it's going to clean my countertops. It's like the one thing that can clean everything in my house, and that it's antibacterial is really impressive to me.
Tell me more about that.
I don't like a lot of different cleaning options. You know what I mean? So I like it when there's one thing that can be used for the toilet, for the floor, for the kitchen, for the laundry. I mean, I just like that it can be used for everything. So I like the simplicity of it. And that oil can be used also, you know, to you know, for sore throats or whatever. Like, you know, I have a lot of kids, so it seems like a really good product.
Is there anything else that you saw that intrigued you?
You know, do you have anything for, like, digestion?
Absolutely. That box right there has the digestive, that stuff that supports your digestive system.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Lori, what do you want me to do next?
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
You already asked me that question. So after,
okay.
So it's, what did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. Is there anything else that intrigued you? Is there anything else that intrigued you that you saw tonight? Great. Hand me the form now. Great. Go ahead and fill this out.
Yep.
Yep. click the box of the items that they, there you go, go ahead.
Click the boxes of the items that you would like to order, and if you fill out your information on the bottom, that would be fantastic.
Okay. All right. So we're just creating this on the fly. I love it. You're doing such a great job. And you did a great job being quiet. And you did a great job not jumping all in answering my digestive question. I'm so proud of you.
Biting my tongue.
I know. I heard it. I heard the tongue. I saw it bleeding. I'm so proud of you because I purposely put that question there to see how you were going to answer it. And you did a great job. And you just looked at me and said, absolutely. It's up here. And this is what you do. Pass the paper, click the box right here. I'm proud of you. You didn't tell me, but you let me buy. That's a buying sentence. Do you have anything for digestion? Yep, right here. Here, just go ahead and fill this out. And that's what you want you to say, is just go ahead and fill this out. Don't say, click the box for the order you want to place. No, don't even tell me I'm placing an order. Okay, that might scare me. But just say, here, go ahead and fill this out. And just check this box right here. That's the digestive.
Okay.
Go ahead and fill it out. Put all your details at the bottom. Boom. Simple, isn't it? Lori?
Yes.
Is that simple?
It's an awesome system. Thank you.
Okay, now, let's just say that first of all, we provoke 95% of all objections get provoked. And they get provoked because we're talking and we're selling. But if we're not selling and we're just giving them an opportunity to buy, we're creating the freedom for them to buy, them to make their own decisions. You see, when you go into Victoria's Secrets, no one has to sell you anything, do they?
Right.
No? When you go into the grocery store, is there someone selling you something?
No.
They've just created an atmosphere of buying. So you don't have someone really selling you all the ingredients on the bread, do you?
No.
So all they've done is presented it and given you the opportunity to purchase it. And that's exactly what you're doing, but there has to be a close. And so if you go to the Mac store to buy a computer, right, they give you the opportunity to buy, and that's all you're doing, right? So, but there has to be a close, all right? And your close is perfect. What did you like about what you just saw? Tell me more about that. Is there anything else that intrigued you? Great. Fill this out. Click the box of what intrigues you. Go ahead and fill out your details at the bottom. And then shut up.
Okay.
Okay? They ask a question like, well, do you have anything for X? Yeah, we do. It's right here. Click this box. Great job. Just go ahead and fill out the rest of the details. And then be quiet. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right? If they ask, and mostly they're probably going to ask, like, product questions, just say, hey, I'll answer this in a moment. Go ahead and fill this out.
Okay.
And then, so if it's four people, it's saying if there's any other specialized items that you want to look into, not specialized items you want to buy, if there's other specialized needs that you have, I'd be happy to help you with that.
Okay.
Like, for example, Sarah, you mentioned you have swelling. We can go ahead and get you set up to take all that swelling away. Make sense?
It does.
Okay, girl. Proud of you. All right.
Thank you.
Shane, go ahead. I'm so proud of you. I'm excited about your next class. All right.
Me too.
I am. I'm so excited. All right. Trina Holden is my next person. Trina, press run and say hello, please.
Just a second. I'm not seeing her immediately. Trina, there we are. I have her open. Your line
is there.
There she is.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
Thank you. You're blowing my mind on this call. I mean, gosh, darn it. I haven't known how to close for 3 years.
It's okay. Most people don't. Most people don't. And that's not totally true because you have closed people.
Right? I have.
You're just simplifying. Yeah, you have. You've closed people. We're simplifying the process. We're taking it up a level of professionalism, and we're making it duplicatable.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're making it duplicatable. All right. So let's go ahead and do it. You had a good job. Okay, now, Katrina, 17 hours of work, 7 dials, 7 conversations. Baby girl, 6 presentations.
Yes, ma'am.
6 people in a presentation. Was this a group presentation?
No, I was sending them to either a 5-minute product presentation or Dr. Mary's 20-minute business presentation.
Okay, awesome, rad. Okay, so this is the only thing that I have to say for you. Number one, awesome. 7 dials, 7 talk to. How do you know if all 6 went to the presentation?
Because I called them back.
And they were there when you called them back?
Yes. Yes.
Good job.
Most of these I was using the practice script, which I feel like I messed up every time I used it. So.
Well, you didn't mess up. You didn't mess up every time you used it because you had 100% show up ratio.
Okay.
You did it perfect. You did it absolutely perfect. Yep.
Thank you. There was
no mess up there. However, the thing that's messed up is that you worked 17 hours. It doesn't take 17 hours to have 7 conversations.
Yes, ma'am. I know. I knew you were going to call me on this.
Yes.
I heard you in my head all weekend. So. And I have to say that in itself was motivation for me. And this week I've only worked about 5 hours so far. I was talking to my team last week.
I was training my team. Volunteering. Oh no.
I was volunteering. Exactly.
You were volunteering.
I stopped doing that this week.
You did stop doing that this week. Okay, cool. Yeah, because talking to your team and training your team does not make you money.
Yep.
What makes everybody money is everyone going to work.
Yep.
That makes everybody money. And so it's a big fallacy. I want you to listen to Insider Secrets this week.
Okay.
And I actually want to walk you through this revelation right now. Out of 10 people, that you coach of your existing team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That you are, you know, they're saying, how do I talk to someone? I don't know what to do. No one's coming to my presentation. I'm not closing anybody. Okay, right? You get those kind of phone calls from people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Although all less right. and less because I plugged most of them into Danny Johnson, but anyway.
That's awesome. And that helps. That changes it all. So if you were to, how much time do you spend with each one of those 10?
Too long.
Is
how much time should
hour?
I spend? I should spend two
no.
minutes. It's probably half an hour. Because
okay,
like,
so if we do a half an hour, hold on. We have a half an hour times 10, that's 5 hours of time.
Yep.
Right? So out of the 10 that you spent 5 hours with, a half 30 minutes per person, so out of the 10, how many of them actually followed directions and did what you told them to do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And got a result. How many? Is it 1 out of 10? Is it 0 out of 10?
Well, I have started to say you can talk to me after you've done this. I've started to say that because I'm breaking old habits.
Hold on.
How many?
Hold on. I want to know that in the past or whatever, I know you're in the process of breaking habits, but we still have a habit. I'm trying to have you analyze your business right now so you can see the places that are going to make you and them the most money.
Mm-hmm.
So out of the 10, you spend 5 hours coaching them.
Yep.
how many of those out of 10, how many of them actually did what you told them to do and produced the results?
I would have to say one of them. Actually, well, maybe two. I'm working with four of my most active and ones I'm personally connected with. I have family in this business, so it's sometimes hard to draw that line. You know, we call each other about what's for dinner and then, you know. So I would have...
Trina,
yes,
listen to me. That you have family in the business is no excuse to cross the line to coach them for business.
Yes, ma'am.
No excuse at all. That's called a boundary. And you want to honor them and honor their time if you're talking to them as family.
Okay.
And okay, if they bring it up, I'm trying to walk you through this, okay? So is it one person out of 10 that actually follows directions and does something? Or is it two that actually follows directions and actually gets results? When you spent 30 minutes coaching them, okay?
Yeah,
so it's two out of 10, all right? And do those same two out of 10 then come back again needing more?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we've done is we've created an environment where now they are codependent on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we have 5 hours. If the 5 hours is directed towards new people, recruiting new blood, how many people could you recruit in 5 hours?
Well, probably, I mean, as I grow my skills, it could be 50. I mean, I don't know. Like, I could have a lot more conversations.
You would have a whole lot more conversations with new people. You'd have more presentations with new people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, two people that did something, that means you wasted 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's 30 minutes per person, 30 minutes times two is 1 hour. That means 4 hours.
And they're going to come back again next week. I'm training them
exactly.
To need me.
Okay. Exactly. You are literally training them to be dependent on you versus them being independent distributors, building their own business and using a system like Smarter Networker with those calls, like Instant Customer Goldmine, to be honest with you, I think is the best tool for Young Living.
I love it. I love it. I've been eating and sleeping that this week. Thank you. It's awesome.
It's so powerful. It's so powerful. So between Instant Customer Goldmine, Expose, Involve, and Upgrade, Presentation Success System, Insider Secrets, that's gold. Straight up gold. And that's all about building a customer base.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what you guys do. So directing them to where they can get the help. And so, like you said, in 2 minutes, it's a real simple answer. So beautiful and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm having a hard time with whatever. Just saying, you know what? I appreciate what you're saying. And are you serious about your Young Living business?
Mm.
They're going to say yes. And say, tell me why you're serious about that.
I'm selling them. I'm following instructions. Yeah.
Tell me why you're serious. So now they're rebuying, they're recommitting. So you're going to find out what they say, and now you're going to repeat back to them with this. You know how you just told me that you're serious about building your Young Living business because you want to pay off that $150,000 worth of debt? And that you said you're serious because you want to be able to make sure your children have a future? And that you want to be able to have more control over your time and your finances? Would you like to achieve that fast or slow? They're going to say fast. Great. Then I am absolutely not the person to help guide you there. But I can absolutely direct you on how you can do it fast. Do you have a pen and paper handy? Write this down. DannyJohnson.com. Go to the internet right now while you're talking to me. Put me on speakerphone. Pull it up on your smartphone. click on events. This is a 3-day intensive training seminar that Krista Smith went to when she was flat broke and had no money and 7 children and served her husband with divorce papers. They were suffocating under debt, had no hope at all for a future. They took their tax return money on a whim, went to the airport to try to find a flight. She had no idea where she was going to stay or what she was going to eat. She just knew she needed to attend this First Step Success Training Seminar. That woman came out and began to change her life, and she learned simple systems that helped her build a business that today is doing $2 million a month in sales, working part-time. She learned it from that event. So if you want to be able to pay off that debt and you're serious about having more control over your time and your money, and you want to be able to set your kids up for a better future as everything you just told me, then you're going to click add to cart for First Step Success Dallas, Texas right now. There's a huge discount on the ticket. There's only so many seats left. The thing could be sold out tomorrow or next week. We never know. But what I do know is you said you want to build it fast and you want these results. Register right now. Go ahead and do that. Call me back in 5 minutes when you've had that done, and I'll give you your next step. It'll take care of you between now and then.
And that would be Smarter Networker Bootcamp?
That's it. Smarter Networker Bootcamp, Instant Customer Goldmine. And I think, honestly, the first call is they have to get into the Smarter Networker Bootcamp and listen to the very first call. Yep. And then from there, the answer is listen to that call, and then you tell me 3 things you're going to do as a direct result after you listen to that training call. And there's a call every day for the next 30 days to listen and then go do.
Okay.
There you go. That is a short conversation, and it tells them where they are going to learn how to do this. You ask them those closing questions again of, tell me why you're serious about your Young Living business. Tell me more about that. Really, how serious are you? Do you want to do it fast or slow? Great, go here. And tell
them
ask,
what if they're already, what if they're already plugged in? They're registered. They've got the DJU.
Then it's, why are you calling me? Press play and do. I'm doing the same thing. Press play and do. Do not ever open the door for you to be their answer to everything. Because, Trina, what happens is that you, there's only so many hours in a day. Look at how many hours got sucked into. Come on, look. Seven dials and 7 conversations take 70 minutes. It takes 70 minutes. It didn't take any time for you to do the presentation yourself because you directed them to a presentation. Right? So 70 minutes for the conversation, then another 10 minutes per person for the close. That's 70 times 70. I mean, 70 plus 70 is 140 minutes. 140 minutes, hold on, is a little over 2 hours. Yeah, it's two and a half hours. But you worked 17. So that's 15 hours. Well, in 15 hours, so in two and a half, for every 2.5 hours, you can talk to 7 and bring 6 through a presentation.
Right. So, so here's one.
So
yes,
that's
ma'am.
17 divided by 17. Sorry, divided by... That's 6.8 times 7. That would have been about 50 people you would have talked to.
Yeah.
50 presentations would have been done in that same amount of time.
So part of that time was spent working to get those leads on the phone with me. I work lukewarm leads that I get off social media. And so that does that, one of my questions was, what's more effective, working to create lukewarm leads or just buying cold leads?
I think both are effective, and I am pretty, let me ask you this. Have you made a list of 2,000 names?
No, I'm up to 250, and I am adding to it regularly.
Okay, so you're at 250. It needs to get to 2,000.
Yes, ma'am.
Social scientists say we know 2,000 people by the time we're 20 years old. So the most effective is to burn through the list of names.
With the practice script.
Yeah, sure, why not? Or, you know, some of the people, no, you don't. That practice script is not hard at all. It's not hard at all. Not at all.
I tell them I'm going to practice with them, and then I use it, and I feel like I have to tell them we're still practicing, and then...
No. Does it say that, to do that in that practice script?
No, it doesn't, Danny.
So look. So why would you say that? You shouldn't be making any apologies. The bottom line is that they're showing interest in what you're doing. So you just use the assumptive close.
Okay.
I've closed thousands of people with the practice script. Thousands of them.
Okay.
I've had thousands of others close tens of thousands of people with that practice script.
Okay.
So when they go through the presentation, they're showing intrigue themselves. So you ask the question. You go straight into the closing question. So what did you like about what you just saw?
Mm-hmm. The one time I didn't fudge, she was actually super interested.
And then
the other times where I'm following up with her this week.
Awesome.
I have had two closes since last week.
Awesome job. And did you have two closes using that practice script?
No, that was a lukewarm lead and someone from a presentation I did last month, and I followed up with her properly. With what I learned.
Good job.
Thank you, Danny.
Good job closing. Okay, so let's go ahead and go through the script. You led them to the presentation, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I got to tell you, that script was created when I recruited my aunt.
Wow.
My aunt down in Southern California, and told her I was having to be in LA, and I was just kind of looking for someone to practice on. And she's like, yeah, sure, I'll come. Yeah, guess what? $25,000 our first month together.
Wow.
And so, yeah. All for a practice trip.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that story. That really helps my mind get past. I knew it was me. I knew it was a mind game for me.
Yeah. It works. It works beautifully. And it's disarming. It's disarming for you, and it's disarming for the prospect. So therefore, they're disarmed. So they're listening now with an open mind. So if you're going to practice, you got to practice the whole thing through. Practice the presentation, the close, the whole nine yards, and people end up signing up.
So tell me if I'm doing something wrong here. I'm Facebook messaging them, basically the request to have them help me practice something, and they give me their phone number. We set up a time, and then I call them.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Oh, okay.
That's
all right. Awesome.
That's
awesome. Somewhere in there, I was feeling like I had to say, oh, by the way, thanks for helping me practice.
No.
But I need to not do that. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So let's go ahead. You took me to the presentation, whether it was the 4-minute one or it was the 20-minute video one.
Sure.
And now what? Okay. So you called me back and.
Yeah.
Just
hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah. Hey, Danny, how's it going? Hey,
good.
Were you able to watch that video I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, awesome. Okay, great. So what did you like about, wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot to build rapport. Okay. What do you like about what you saw, Danny?
By the way, one thing I'm going to tell you right now, it's great that you have urgency in your voice. It's great.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. You're using, what page are you using? What script are
you using? I'm on 39 in the supplemental. Do you want me to go back? I could do 20.
No. 39. I just want to follow along. And I want everybody else to follow along.
And I had a couple that it was like obvious that they weren't interested, and I should have had the, it's like, this isn't for you script yet, but I wasn't familiar enough with the script book, but I am now. So that's the other place. I like fell off, and I just ended up saying, well, thank you for talking with me. Thanks so much. Bye. Because I'm like, I don't know what to say next. Okay. So what did you like about what you saw, Danny?
I like the product.
Yeah.
Very intriguing.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I've always been into health. I've taken vitamins for 27 years. Yeah, 27 years. 28 years. I'm a real believer in supplementation.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna.
Don't think it's just for winter. No.
Okay.
Don't.
All right. Well, do you want to? This is a business close, and I'm feeling like you're more of a product person.
No,
but.
No, I'm not. Okay. Do not make that assumption. Don't ever make that assumption.
If I formed you and your need was more along the lines
If you formed me for business and your intention is to present the business opportunity, then you better stay on that track. Because if you stay on that track, if I say no to the business, I'm going to get closed on the product no matter what.
Okay, so I've been forming people, and based on that, I send them either to a more product-based presentation or a more business-based presentation.
Okay. So,
is that all right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're finding a need for finances, okay. Of course you're going to send it to a business opportunity. Right?
Okay, well, let's pretend I sent you to the, I sent you the business presentation then.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I did.
All right, Danny. So what did you like about what you saw?
I liked the product.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
I've just been into health for like 28 years. I'm a big believer in supplementation, and I will always and forever supplement my family, my family's diet and my diet because of the poor quality of our soil, the carcinogens, the dyes, the GMOs. Like, that stuff makes me mad as a hornet. I want to whine every one of those freaking people that ever even started that entire thing, and they should be flogged. It's disgusting to me how our culture has been polluted. So anyway, I'm a real big believer in supplementation.
Yeah, so Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Well, I would want to make a lot.
Yeah, what for?
I am in the midst right now of working on a sex trade campaign. And, and it's a $5 million project to free 1,000 kids from the sex trade. So I would want to make a lot to put towards freeing kids from having sex with a grown man and being forced into it. So, yeah.
All right, Danny. So at your current job, how long would it take you to be able to reach that $5 million goal and to free 1,000 kids in the next year?
It's going to take a while, for sure.
Oh,
it's going to take a long while.
Okay. So where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards building up that income so that you could free those kids and just end this for 1,000 children? Or do you want to be in a position where, do you want to work slowly towards that? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort and reach that goal twice as fast?
I would want to reach that goal twice as fast.
Great, great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your check, Danny? Is that D-A-N-Y or I?
D-A-N-I.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, D-A-N-I.
Alrighty.
J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Awesome. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. So, Trina, what happens now?
Well, that is another one of my questions, because I'm closing this person over the phone. I say your next step is to go to this website, and or I'll send you my customized link with Young Living. I'll send you a link. You can sign up there, and I'm also going to send you a link to where you're going to get your training materials.
So that's the next thing you tell me what to do.
Yeah. And you're going to get your premium starter kit, and the Thieves and Ningxia ER bundle, so that you have plenty of product to begin building your stories. And then you're going to go to DannyJohnson.com, and you're going to register for the first Steps to Success, which is in Dallas, Texas, in 2 weeks, and I will meet you there.
Okay. So what happens from here? What are you hearing from them after you tell them all this?
The one person I got this far in,
and hold on. What do you mean the one person you got this far in? When did
this far?
Say what?
The other ones I just bailed.
You bailed.
I said I bailed.
Meaning you didn't read the script?
No. Well, and I was doing product with the other ones, so and I didn't, yeah. You told us to make a mess, Danny.
I love it. This is awesome. Do you know what I love about you guys? This whole class, everyone in this class that I've talked to, you guys are so transparent. It's so beautiful, and I love it. There's no, like, dancing around the screw-up. There's no dancing around the mess. Like, I don't have to dig. I mean, like, most of the time, most of the clients that I deal with in a class like this, everyone's always trying to protect their pathetic reputation that they don't even realize they don't have, right? So they would never say, I bail. They don't say that.
But you gave us permission. You said what I needed to hear at the beginning of this class.
I'm telling you, it's a part of your guys' culture. You guys are honest people, and there's a lot of humility in this class. And I love that, because that's like straight up humility. What I'm saying is that most of the time I have to dig to get to the truth. There was no digging that I had to do to get to the truth on this one. Okay. So girlfriend. Okay. So
yes, ma'am.
Hilarious. So you bailed on two of them, didn't even, like, you just assumed that they don't want to do this, so you bailed, right? So you made the decision.
Yeah.
Hold on. You made the decision for them not to change their life.
Mm.
Don't answer me. You took it upon yourself to keep that friend, that lukewarm contact, that even cold market, whoever it is you're talking to, you took it upon yourself to decide their destiny. And who could have been on the other end of the phone was a Trina Holden.
Mm.
A Krista Smith, a Mary Starr, a Danny Johnson. And you decided in that very moment that you were going to play the position of God.
Yeah.
Do not ever do that again.
Yes, ma'am.
That is not your decision. That's the prospect's decision. So the ones that you got through the script with, I love you. And mind you that it's our nervous, egotistical response that makes us do that. You know what I mean? It's like, oh gosh, I'm gonna get rejected, so I'm out. No, man.
Yeah.
This is a life. This is a destiny. There are thousands of other Trinas on Facebook that need a hope and a promise and a vision. And a chance, just a chance. Trina, how much debt have you paid off since plugging into DannyJohnson.com?
$28,000 in 1 year.
And in 1 year, you plugged into DannyJohnson.com and you were faithful and you gave me a year of your life. Mm-hmm. And prior to First Steps to Success, what were you doing with your business?
I was using it to escape from broken relationships.
In the last year, what has happened in those broken relationships and what has happened in your business?
Every relationship has been restored, and I tripled my income.
You don't want
and
to
cut my work hours in half.
Yes. You don't want to cheat anyone from that opportunity, girl. You're in this position because you're an advocate and an ambassador for truth, hope, and opportunity. That's who you are. You have destiny in your hands, not only yours, but you also give opportunity to other people to step into theirs. And whether or not their destiny is with working with you and Young Living, we do not know. But we do know this, if we do not give them the opportunity, we do know we've cut them off from something.
Yeah.
Your whole life's been saved, your children, your marriage. You're a healthier woman today. You're a humbler woman today. Tripling your income is phenomenal. The restored relationships that happen through First Steps to Success, that's priceless. Priceless. You can't put a price on that. The destiny that comes from that, you can't put a price on that. Yeah. So when you're on the phone and you're on Facebook cultivating leads, two things. One, how much time should you spend on Facebook cultivating leads? You should always spend more time talking to people than cultivating. Always. Always. So if we're spending more time cultivating on Facebook, we're out of balance and our priorities are not in the correct place. Priorities are on the phone, on the phone, on the phone. Second, you're looking for who the next Trina is going to be.
Okay.
You're looking for that next person that's going to succeed. That's what you're looking for. So the key is read that script all six times. Read it all six times. So if it's for business, and by the way, you nailed it. I thought you did awesome. You had perfect posture. You had perfect posture, Trina. This is easy for you. You believe in what you have.
I do.
So the next step is, it's like, okay, great, welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks? I want it spelled like this. Great. Your next step is, let's get your I would only sell the top package if I were you. I wouldn't sell the basic. I wouldn't even necessarily even give the option. So you already closed me on that, right? Where you said you want to make two times the amount of money for the same work and effort. That's the bigger package. That's not the small package.
Yeah.
Okay. So
but the presentation I'm sending them to has both packages, though. Do I need to get a different presentation?
Or? No, no way.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's just I'm only selling this one. I'm only taking these people that are this serious.
It depends on what the answer was. Like you said, where do you see yourself getting started? You want to work slowly at the bottom, or you work two times as fast than the person who works at the bottom? I want to work two times as fast. Great. Then that's the top package.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
So, and the fast track, actually, to be honest with you, the fast track should include a ticket into First Steps to Success.
Yeah.
And it should also include instant customer goldmine. That's my opinion. Now, I know that there's people listening right now like, what the heck are you guys talking about? I worked with Dr. Mary for 10 years, and she's trained extensively with everything that we've ever had available. And my recommendation to her 10 years ago was, you guys need a package. Just because Young Living doesn't have a package, that doesn't mean you cannot create one. When I got into the weight loss business 27 years ago, they didn't have a package. I created the package. And they had like 300 products. And so with 300 products, it's just a scattered deal. I just picked one product, and my package was all that package. And I created a $4,000 package, not a $200 package.
Mm-hmm.
And so that $4,000 package, that when they turned around and sold it, they made money from that package. And so in this case with you guys, you guys make a $243 commission on the Fast Track Business Builder Kit. And I would just call it a Fast Track, right? Okay. So this is a simple pack. How much is that package, by the way, total?
I don't have the numbers in front of me. There's 800, I think, 800 something.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good package. So the package includes products to get them started. The package includes training to get them started, which is really important. Those two things are really, really important. And Mary picked the things that she thought were most important. Instant Customer Goldmine, to be honest with you, is a very important product for every young living person to own.
I agree.
Some people are going to go, it really is, it's so powerful. People are going to go about building their business two ways, and both of those ways are very powerful. They're doing product shows, or they're doing business presentations.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those are beautiful. So anyway, Six Figures in 6 Months and the free script book supplemental. And then you're closing on that. So when great welcome aboard, how do you want your name spelled on your check? I personally would take that order.
Okay. Even over the phone, all the information.
I would be typing it in as they're giving me that information, even.
Okay.
Or I would write it all down and then afterwards fill it all in and get it input. Absolutely. Why? Because I want this to be as fast as possible for them. I'm giving them good service, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus telling them, go to your phone and fill this form out. You know what I mean? Because they could get distracted at that point, right? If I'm hanging up with them, they're doing something else. They forgot about it. Now I have to follow up and I have to resell them. So you want to strike the iron when it's hot. So, you know, welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your check? Great. What's your address? How do you want to take care of this?
Oh, thank you.
Yep. Hey, we just need to get your details. What's the number of the Visa or the MasterCard? You know, how did you want to take care of this?
Mm-hmm.
Visa starts with a 4. MasterCard starts with a 5. Get their number. Okay, after you get those details in, then you use that same credit card and address for registering for First Steps Success.
Okay.
You have all that information, and it takes you, a couple minutes to input it and get them enrolled immediately.
Okay.
And let me tell you, you have great posture. You have great belief in this. And that is the thing that will close people more than a script. Belief, conviction is what gets people to follow you. If you're scared, they won't. But you're looking for the next leader that is going to be developed in this relationship between Young Living and DannyJohnson.com.
Heck yeah.
You guys have the most awesome product. You have the most awesome compensation plan. And you got the most awesome training available on the earth that gets results. There's no other trainers that get this result. Nobody.
Mm-mm.
No one has that track record. So, and also, who else has Young Living's track record, honestly?
Yeah.
Very few. Very few. You guys are in the top 1% of all companies. Phenomenal. So in my book, there's no competition for you guys. So you couldn't be offering a better business opportunity to people. You just couldn't. This is phenomenal. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited because I'm finally using the scripts and yeah. Danny, I've never closed anyone. I mean, I'm just, you know, I was just like previous caller. Like I just, you know, it was those random people that got themselves there.
So imagine being deliberate. Imagine being desperate. Imagine tracking your numbers. Imagine being able to have your sales force, the new people. Don't try to go teach your old people to do this. Old people are going to do what they've always done. But every new person that you're getting started, they're going to do what they've always done. They're going to always settle back into what their comfort zone is unless they're like you where they're like, I want to build this thing. The people who are in this class, the vast majority of you are probably going to do what they've always done. There's a few of you who are like, I'm hungry. I want to build this. I want to deliberately build a successful dynasty here. I don't want to do this like a lottery ticket. I want this to be on a whim. I don't want, I'm not here to get lucky. I'm here to be a pro. I'm here to build it like a pro. I'm here that when I know I get someone started, I know I have a path for them to follow that they're going to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Versus sitting there going, crap, what do I tell them? How do they do this? Everyone's just winging it. And on winging it, you guys have done a great job. And you really have. Winging it, you've done a great job. Imagine when there's a process in place that works and it is proven.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. Yep. Absolutely gorgeous. Okay, so then they have this package, and you're driving them now to, you're getting their first steps registration. You're, they've got their top package, what you call the fast track.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
tomorrow is the first day of training. And you know from the Smarter Networker thing, how to start that training with them. You're not doing it, you're just directing them to it.
Yep.
All right, Trina. All right, so here's the thing I want you to work on more than anything is
yes,
I want you to read that script.
Yes.
No bailing. No bailing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? And then what I want you to do is I want you to track the responses that you're getting from people. You know, so track what the response is. So the response might be, well,
what
I don't have money. Or track what they're saying. And you're going to find what your number one objection is to climb over.
Mm-hmm.
And there might not be any objections that you're getting. Your kind of posture is the kind of person that will eventually have 100% closing ratio, by the way.
Thank you, Danny. You know, use the scripts that they closed.
Yeah, well,
and I kept saying, wait, no, you're not getting any objections. I don't know what to do next.
The reason is because of your conviction and your belief. That's the reason.
Wow. Thank
That's
you.
That's it. You literally have everything it takes to be to have 100% closing ratio. By the way, Judy Lowry, I don't know if you guys remember her. She was on stage in San Diego. She has 8 children. She was one of the 5 that won the lunch. She's got glasses. She's from Salem, Oregon. Check it out. This is crazy. Okay, now remember her story was that, you know, she tapped into the first step. Sorry. She tapped into first steps a year ago, April. Hasn't even been a year yet. She's been coming to every single event. Without fail, she started bringing people last April. She tapped in a year ago, and then she started bringing people last April. She made 6 figures for the first time.
Wow.
In 2017. But check this out. This is a mom of 8 kids. Check this out. This is crazy. I talked to her 2 nights ago. She's in my nighttime class. She talked to 7 people. On that Tuesday, she had 7 presentations on that same day, and she closed all 7 people.
Wow.
100% show up ratio, 100% closing ratio. We're talking about a woman who failed miserably for years in her home business, went to smarternetworker.com and started feeding off the free stuff. Too cheap to invest in herself. Too cheap, penny smart, dollar stupid. So she became a pro member for that $100 pro membership for a year, and she used Smarter Networker and all those calls for a year. She got her income from $0 to $600 a month. Not bad. $600 a month is better than no dollars a month. Then from there, and again, that was from the free training. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then she came to First Steps a year ago, $600 to $100,000. By not missing a first step and bringing people to it. She, check this out, said to me last night, Danny, I will be in Dallas with 30 new people. This is a woman that if you looked at her, you would go, there is no way she can close an ant. There's no way. You look at her and you're like, that woman's quiet, she's shy, she's super reserved, you know, she's not very confident. Just at a glance, you look at her, you think, no, no, definitely not. Oh, hello. This woman's life has been transformed. Her people have been transformed. And for her, with that kind of confidence, I will have 30 people at First Steps in Dallas. I'll see you there. Like, who the heck are you? Where did you come from? What a totally different woman. So what I'm telling you, Trina, is that I would not have said that to Judy Lowry. I would not have said to her, you've got the makings for 100% closing ratio. And yet she did it. I'm telling you right now, you have the makings for 100% show up ratio, 100% closing ratio. And you said it yourself. The ones that you stuck to the script, you closed them. The ones that you bailed on the script, you didn't close them. Let's go build this thing.
Yes. Thank you, Danny. I
received
that. Let's
go build this thing. You are so very welcome, and I'm so very proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Shane, go ahead and put her back in the class, please. So exciting. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Your homework assignment. And remember, guys, absorb those MP3s. There's so much meat that comes through these. And again, we're, you know, constantly being tempted with distractions. So let's, your homework assignment is, sorry, you're going to get it tomorrow by 9 p.m. Central. But you need to turn it in February 11th. Okay. So, and again, when you see, and you're going to report your numbers, even if they're zeros, I want you to follow this direction. I want you to at least show up for practice. Okay. If you want me to role play with you, then you just answer that question that's in the survey. You're going to list your three improvements also in there for the week. And then if you have a question, go ahead and write that question in. If you don't, and it's about closing, that's for the closing class. If you don't have a question, you don't have to ask a question. If you want to role play, you'll write that in your homework. There's a place for you to say, you know, yes or no. You don't have to role play with me. If you want to grow, you know, then you might. If you're getting enough out of class by not role playing, then you're totally fine. Okay. So make sure and listen to today's MP3 starting tomorrow, every single day until you get the next closing classes MP3. You're also going to listen to Tuesday's MP3 of the prospecting class. Let's become professionals. You guys are going to rock this thing. You know that you're going to become, this team right here is going to become a team that's unlike any other team inside of your whole business. You guys have a great company. You guys have a great culture. But there is going to be a very sharp, very powerful, very loving team of professionals, and it's starting right here. It's starting right here with this class. You guys are going to be set apart, very different than everybody else, and people are going to be begging to be a part of what you guys are doing. I'm talking about internally with Young Living already, and I'm talking about externally inside of your own communities. I know it in my bones, and I know that you guys have what it takes to become that organization that no matter what anybody says, they know you guys get more results than anybody else. Your results are going to speak so loud, that people are going to be jumping in left and right. All right, so I will talk to you next Tuesday. I'm looking forward to it. You guys have a kick-butt weekend. Love on some people. Make sure you take a day of rest. My day of rest will be on Saturday. Take that day of rest, completely unplugged from everything to do with Young Living, any work, take a rest. Enjoy that one day and then hit it hard on Sunday with, you know, all the things we got to do on Sunday. So God bless you guys. Thanks so much for your time. Shane, can you open up the line so everyone can say goodbye? And God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.